And just like the Christmas story, I have a feeling the best part is still to come. Okay, so back to your story, Gloria.
Well, it was in the springtime when my parents finally got the call they had been praying for from their angel.
Wait, so angels use telephones?
It sounds like this one did.
She told them she had some really good news that they had been matched with the birth mother and that it looked like they might finally get the baby they had prayed for. You can imagine how excited they were. But the lady said the baby wasn't even born yet, and when the time did come, they would have to go to another city where the baby was going to be born.
So I have a question. If you weren't born yet, how'd you know so much about what happened?
Because at our house, every year at Christmas, part of our tradition is that before we decorate the tree, my parents tell me the story again.
That's great. But I'm still trying to figure out what all this has to do with your name.
Oh, I think she's getting there.
Because my parents didn't know how long they would have to wait, they tried to keep things as normal as they could, but they said it was really all they could think about. They bought stuff for my room and tried to get it ready, but mainly what they did was just wait.
The name, what about the name?
Okay, well, a long time went by until it was almost Christmas when they finally got the call that it was time. My mother likes to say they traveled to a city they had never been to meet a baby they had never seen. But they loved me before they even knew me.
The name?
I told you how long my parents had prayed for a baby.